Hello, gang. Thanks for joining us again. The beautiful sound of Danu should alert you that it's Copper Plate Podcast, this time for February, the bitter month of February 2024. Haven't we done well to get this far? Great to be with you again, folks, and thanks for finding the time to join me and share some nice, good, heartwarming music like this. One of my all-time favourites, John Regan and Paddy Lacken, with two of my favourite reels. I just love that record so much. It's absolutely fabulous. John Regan and Paddy Glacken there would Let Down the Blade. Two gorgeous reels. Tom Ward's Downfall and The Piper's Despair. Two of my all-time favourite reels as well. A great, great album indeed that I've been enjoying for over 20 years. It's just lovely. I have it in the car. As has my daughter, and just put it on it. Non-stop, it's gorgeous. Well, great to be with you, gang. Funny old January, wasn't it? Yeah, survived another Jimmy McHugh weekend. It was a close-run thing, but it was great fun as well. Great fun as well. The return of the Bothy Band as well to Glasgow. I should have stayed for that, but it didn't. I've got trouble with a foot at the moment, and you've got to be fit to be staying in Glasgow if you're not in top form. Anyway, let's move along. I've chosen a track from John Wynn and John McAvoy's beautiful CD called The Pride of the West. It's a beautiful thing called A Strayaway Child. We'll be right back. The beautiful Strayaway Child there. I suppose it composed by Michael Gorman here in London during his stay, a man who set the music on the road here in London, and it's been onward, upwards and upwards ever since indeed. Lovely, lovely, love that track very much. And yeah, going to send it out to Ruth Fleming over there on the Rock Island line. Going to dedicate several of the tunes this week to those regular donors who donate to the support of Copperplate to provide these podcasts that I do. And as you know, the prices of everything is going up, and we need your support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you hear that anyway. Okie doke, I'm very excited because I'm hoping this over the next day or two to meet up again with my dear friend Tom Paxton, who's coming to London to do a secret gig. It was prepared in Dublin on Thursday and Friday along with Ralph McTell, and he's coming to do the Half Moon in Putney on Sunday, and I'm so looking forward to seeing him. I used to work with him back in the day. I used to be his tour manager, and we haven't met for 20 years, 30 years maybe even. So looking forward to seeing the dear boy. I thought I'd dig this out indeed. It's his great song, The Last Thing on My Mind, sung to perfection by the great Jerry Lynch, the late great Jerry Lynch, from County Clare, and his beautiful album The Dimming of the Day.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reason aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Late great Jerry Lynch there, what a great voice he had, and then surrounded there by the finest of musicians in County Clare and produced by the great PJ Curtis. That was from his album called The Dimming of the Day. And Jerry's family have been associated with the Kilfenora Cayley band for generations, And it's still going on indeed. Well, this is Copper Papa Plate podcast number 290. In fact, in a monthly podcast, as we do to promote the CDs that we sell that are on sale to you at our website at copperplatemailorder.com. Hoping you'll be tempted to go and buy a few and, as I say, support your local sheriff. As I say, things like Bandcamp and that are killing our mail order trade, and all our specialist little shops are getting trod on the ground. I hope you will support your local record dealer or record shops. Keep them afloat, indeed. Bandcamp don't need your money. We do. Okay, now, sermon over. Delighted to introduce you to a new release on Copperplate. Say some lovely playing there from Killian Valley and David Ducey from their new CD, which we're delighted to carry on Copperplate, called The Yew and the Orchard. I might get it the wrong way around. I think the U is for Armagh and the Orchard is for Roscommon, where Dave Ducey's from. I could be wrong. There's only two ways of getting it wrong or right, isn't there? Indeed. Very excited about adding that to our roster, and I hope you are too. It's going to be absolutely brilliant indeed. And going to turn to the another recent addition to the roster of Sorica Costello's beautiful CD, The Primrose Lass, which a lot of you are enjoying and buying. Thank you very, very much. I noticed that I haven't played track 5. That'll be the lot then I've played. Track 5 is John Nocton's reel, his version of Old Man Dylan, and then into a Ryan's Rant, a lovely thing indeed. And I'm going to play this for another donor, Valentine Agerlier. I hope I pronounced your name right there. I mentioned that you knew Kilconnell in your letters to me, and indeed, as the closest we get in Tulla, in County Clare, we shouldn't be very far from you at all. I hope you enjoyed this particular track, as I say, Old Man Dylan and Ryan's Rant from Sorica Costello. How beautiful playing indeed. I love the music from around the Clare Tullaway. They have their own sweet way of playing music. Yeah, there's P. Joe and Francie Donlan and people like that. Gravis, great, lovely. I love the music around there. Yeah, must get back very soon indeed. Missing all of that indeed. Wow, that was fabulous. Really enjoyed that. Great playing. Sorica Costello. Not surprising. Her mother is Mary McNamara. She's a McNamara of the concertina player. And Andy Mack as well. Great, comes from great stock, as they say in Ireland. Oh, I really enjoyed that. Okay, I'm going to take a track from Dan Bruder and Angelina Carberry's lovely CD called A Waltz for Joy. fine set of jigs here. The Tatterjack Walsh version from the Munster Pipers, and then the Reaper and the Alna jig. Dan Bruder and Angelina Carberry, who I was lucky enough to have a tune with back there in October when I was back. And nice people indeed. Going to send this out to dear friend Jonathan Myers, a regular supporter of Copperplate. Thank you very much for your regular donation, Jonathan. Always appreciated. Lovely laid back playing there, don't you think, there from Dan Bruder on box and Angelina Carberry on the OBA banjo, and as I say, from their lovely album A Waltz for Joy. Great idea. Good time for a song from the ladies. I said it again, didn't I? Stop saying that. And yeah, gonna play this particular one. It's our song in the early days of the Jimmy McHugh Festival in Glasgow. Rita and Frank used to come over, and Bernard used to come over regularly, and we always used to find a little way of extracting Rita from the company and getting her in a corner and getting to sing all our favourite songs. This was our song. She used to sing it for me regularly. I love it very, very much. It's Rita and the beautiful Wounded Hussar.
All alone to the banks of the dark rolling Danube, fair Adelaide at Rome when the battle was o'er. Oh, where then, she cried, have you wandered, my true love? Or where do you wither or bleed on the shore? She travelled a while, the tears her eyes flooding, through the dead and the dying, she walked near and far, till she found a boy, a river, all a-bleeding and dying. By the light of the moon, her poor wounded hussar. From his bosom that heaved, the last torrent was streaming, and pale was his visage, deep marked with a scar. And dimmed was the eye, once expressively beaming, that had melted in love, or had kindled in war. How sad was poor Adelaide's heart at the sight, and how bitterly she wept o'er the victim of war. "Have you come then?" he cried, "this last sorrowful night for, to cheer the loved heart of your poor wounded hussar?" "Thou shalt live then," she cried, "heaven's mercy relieving each anguishing wound, shall forbid me to mourn." "Oh no," he replied, "for my life is fast fading, and no light of the morn shall to Henry return. Thou charmer of life, ever tender and true, take my love to my babes who do wait me afar." Then his faltering tongue could scarce bid her adieu, when he died in her arms, her poor wounded hussar. Thank you.
some lovely playing there. I'd forgotten all about that hornpipe, Callahan's hornpipe there, played by my dear friend Quivino Farrell from his beautiful CD, Illin Piping from County Waterford. I thought it would go well after The Wounded Hussar from Rita Gallagher's beautiful album, the May Morning, well, double CD, in fact, May Morning Dew. Love The Wounded Hussar, and I thought it was something with a bit of a Bonaparte connection. He played Bonaparte's Retreat and then Callahan's Hornpipe, as I say, from Quivine, who I think is in the States at the moment, last seen around Boston playing his lovely music. Very talented young man, and enjoy him while he's over there. He's mighty, mighty young man indeed. We're moving along now with a bit of flute playing from Brothers of the Breath indeed, and chosen the fine Marcus O'Mullico, a fine flute player from Belfast, and his beautiful album called Turris Kjol. Fine set of reels here. Callan Less's The Monster Raven Fancy, and Colin Boyd's favourite, as I say, from Marcus O'Mullico. Mighty fine flute playing there from Marcus O'Mullico and Seamus O'Kane. I think on Baron sounded like him anyway. Fine Baron player he is too, as I say, from Marcus's album On Turris Kjol. Going to take some more fiddling experiments here now from Johnny Carty's CD called At It Again. And I'm going to go for some two gorgeous jigs here. Farewell to Gortine and Kitty's Rambles from Johnny Carty. Thank you. and Jenny Carty there. Some fine fiddle playing indeed, as I say. The Farewell to Gortsheen and Kitty's Rambles from his CD called At It Again. Indeed. Going to take a song now from one of the finest singers Ireland ever produced, the wonderful Nicholas Tobin, man from the Dodesia, the Ring area of Waterford, highly respected for his singing and his use of the Irish language as well. And this particular song is from down that area. This is like their national anthem down that band. It's a beautiful air called Slieve Gal Gua, which I love very, very much. And I'm going to send this out to my dear friend Rex Edwards. Thanks for your donation, Rex, today. And hope all's well with you and the family. Enjoy the singing of the great Nicholas Tobin.
Slieve Gal Gua na fela is far the way to gain me. Im hi kash kwan menar gathre lak fivron. Until we're have dim, dir at mest here might live on. Sod hi av gal gona felem, nach ger im schong. Da mensche mask mwelta, in shakin glos na shivar. Mar skapen tast na grenan, ons ber gilgan tram. No da mengschen sot fin rælen, mar hitten drogt der i raun. Ar hiav gal guan fele, am med er i hall. Kjemelin na forestagent, lalenes morge dalish. Ingeling wassel kjolvar, behjoltem vel. The howring quarter sal is howring boar varhot. Marhia av gal gobba vralam, togar dag i rem. Magral sa havn desham, til vant i glån til sletem. O nas navn her tenver, om tre lagan vrim. Ach, o holde dir mig lechans, mahan te shirle hering, islan et hivna fele, lelser i kadom chrim.
Thank you.
fabulous playing from that beautiful CD from the great Michelle Mulcahy there. Three gorgeous reels, the Sligo reel, the Mountain Lark and Sweeney's Dream. As I say, from Michelle's lovely album, The Lady on the Island. That goes out specially to Julian Hinton there in Reading, and a near neighbour of his as well, I think, Patrick Ward in Horley. Big fans of that particular record, and thanks very much for buying it. And much appreciated indeed. As I say, prior to that, the great Nicholas Tobin and his classic version of Sligel Goan na Féile. Brilliant. Promised a return to the debut of our new CD, The You and the Orchard, from Killian Vallely and David Ducey. I'm going to go for track 12 called Scotch Mary. They were justly very excited about this particular record, as I say, The You and the Orchard, from Killian Vallely and David Ducey, and I hope you will be too, after hearing those two fine tracks from them indeed. We're running out of time and got two to fit in yet. That in Glasgow, as we're speaking, the great Celtic Connection Festival is on out there, and a couple of our Copperplate artists have been up there doing sell-out concerts, which we're delighted about, and are going to turn to Quisha from their album Rusk, who've done a great sellout concert in the National Concert Hall up there. Absolutely stunning. From their album Rusk, this is Morning, Noon and Night from Gwisha. performance there, eh? Guisha and Fats, I say, from their album Ross Score OSC. Guisha is G-O-I-T-S-E. It's Irish, an Irish greeting, yeah, Guisha. And fabulous. They've done a great concert up in Glasgow as well. They were the talk at Glasgow, as were this one, the local from Edinburgh. In fact, the Outside Track done a great album, great concert as well. And broadcast on BBC and everything, so we're very proud of that, and going to play out with this particular track. So time to say thank you very much for those of you who have supported us during the coming month, and hopefully for the rest of the years or so, especially those who donate to the support of Copper Plate Fund, which has a little link on our website. You can donate a monthly or whatever if you like. It would be much appreciated. As I say, everything seems to be going up in price, and sales seem to be going down. So if you want to keep on doing this sort of thing, I'll need your support indeed. As I say, there's over 200 titles of Irish traditional music on sale to you at the website, and I hope there's got to be something there that could be of interest to you. Some mighty, mighty music, as you've just heard. Every track I've played today comes from one of our CDs that is on sale to you at the website indeed. And each album has a page dedicated to it with sound bites and maybe even some video of the team, of the bands playing, also set listings and some reviews, press reviews, and all hoping to help you persuade you that you might like to own a good CD. And don't forget, if you like the one we started with, the John Regan one, a good CD is a friend for 20 years. Still love it indeed. As I say, outside there you'll find a full playlist of our this particular show, and also access to several of our previous shows as well. Don't forget our weekly show, Copper Plate Time, as well. That could be on the website as well. Do pop in and have a look, and leave a review or say something. Say hello, if you like, on the feedback page. It'd be great to hear from you and all. And thanks to all of you who do support and regularly keep in touch from my friends all over the world. It's nice to know that my efforts are so appreciated by so many of you out there. It gives me the vibe to keep going and keep pumping them out. Okay, that's it for the month of February from Copper Plate Podcast indeed. I'm going to play out, as I say, with a track from the Outside Track and their album Rise Up. This is a beautiful thing, driven by lots of Cape Breton fiddling. This is called the Silver Bullet Collection. And until next time, it's me, Alan O'Leary, as I say, thanking you for your time and your support and your love. Until next time, Slangafile.